This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Hi, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I was chewing my kids out the other day. I was at a conference, the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. So I was on the strip, you know, because we had a room and suite and stuff. And, you know, I was, you know, kind of working some of the events. And my kids, you know, wanted to kind of be in and out, you know, come to the suite, go to the strip, go home, whatever. And I didn't hear from them for a good period of time, for hours, actually. And so, as mama, I'm going to chew their butts out. As like, guys, okay, you know, I need to be able to get a hold of you. Okay, I need to know where you are. Yeah, well, and their answer was, Mom, we were AFK. AFK? Yeah, Mom, I was AFK too. Like, what the hell does that mean? Away from keyboard? God, Mom. That's how they talk to me. I don't understand where. They used to be afraid of me. They used to be afraid of me. And now it's like, well, you know, they look at me like I'm an idiot. And I'm like, okay, AFK. I don't give a damn if you're AFK. I will, you know, KYA if you don't AFK and tell me that you're AFKing. Because, man, you better watch your A. Don't be talking to me like that, boys. Mom, she's on her period again. No, I'm not. they're really getting mean to me, but you know, I'll fix it. I'll gain that control again. But I notice that they or me or any one of us, okay, don't really do AFK much. We're not really away from our keyboards much. It's a acronym to let people know I'm going to be offline. So, if you can't reach me, alright, I'm away from my keyboard, away from a keyboard, which means I won't answer text, it means I won't answer an email. Now, that concept is fascinating, because, you know, me being in journalism and stuff, you know, if you miss a text, you miss a call, you know, you just don't. Everybody doesn't, and nobody expects you to be away from your phone. Everybody thinks I'm either screening my calls or whatever because they know I take my phone to the bathroom with me. I mean, that's just what you do. Doctors, too. Doctors always have their phone on them, especially if they're on call. When they're not on call, they're like, I'm going to put it in the cupboard and, you know, the drawer and not even think about it. But I love having that option to tell people, sorry, I'm offline. The problem is, can we really do it? Now, how many of us have tried to AFK? And how long did you go? Well, you know, I find myself very, very in control. You know, I don't do drugs. You know, I might not be able to put down the piece of chocolate cake, but for the most part, I don't have to have every piece of sugar I see. So I think I'm in pretty good control of anything that, you know, could possibly be addictive. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I don't have my phone, I don't do that well. I can't concentrate until I know where that phone is. Not because there's anything really important on it. It's I'm afraid people won't be able to reach me. And I've never really timed myself on how long I could go. But I noticed that whenever anybody, whether it's my friends or whatever, they lose their phone, everything has to stop until they find their phone. And, you know, we have a story today about how, you know, we're going to be able to take, you know, blood pressure selfies, you know, for monitoring our blood pressure. We'll talk about that later. Where, you know, we have apps on our smartphones and, you know, we're going to be later able to do anything on our smartphones. We're going to be able to check our sugar. We'll be able to pee on our phone to see if we're pregnant. You know, we'll be able to like stick a tab on there, pee on the phone, right? Or we'll be able to pee on something and stick it into the phone and the phone will tell us our glucose levels. Our smartphone is going to be our everything. And here we are. We're talking about mental illness. We're talking about anxiety. We're talking about sleep disorders. We're talking about, medication overuse, you know, with benzodiazepines and sleeping aids. Meanwhile, we are feeding and fostering an epidemic of cell phone addiction. And cell phone addiction isn't anything new. But many of us don't want to admit that we don't do well when we don't have our phone. Now, my excuse, okay, whenever I start to, you know, get edgy, going, I need my phone, you know, my husband's like, who cares? You know, we'll just swing back by the restaurant and see if it's there, you know, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. And I'm like, but the kids, I got to be able to know where the, you know, kids are. Well, first, the kids are with us. The kids are in the back seat. So, and then the other thing is, there was something, there was another point I was trying to make. Anyway, so I try to hide it. I'm noticing I'm trying to hide an addiction to my cell phone with lies and BS and whatever because I want to be by my phone. And what I was going to say is, in the olden days, I mean, you know, my mom knew where I was without a phone. I was going to the mall. I lived in Arizona. I was going to go to PV Mall. I was going to hang out at the mall, maybe watch Ghostbusters again, catch a matinee, go to the pet store, and then I was going to come home. And I would tell my mom my itinerary, and if I was late, then she'd look for me, and I'd get a butt whipping. But if I wasn't late, she knew where I was. All of a sudden now, we have to know where our kids have cell phones. I never thought I would buy my kid a cell phone. But then I was like, well, wait a second, he's going to a party, he's going to soccer, he's going to lacrosse, I need to know where he is. So now we kind of have this addiction and this frenzy of being able to get our emails in a second, being able to get our texts in a second, knowing where your kids are, being able to text your husband or your wife. And I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's healthy at all. And we keep brewing it and cultivating it and growing it because technology, right, the demand for our phones to do everything, you know, is bigger than our supply can be. So AFK, I'm going to actually suggest, even though it's a syndrome, as in like homeopathy or as an allergy shot, sometimes you treat an illness with the actual, you know, offending agent. I want you guys to just see how long you could go AFK. All right, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just, you know, put the phone in the drawer and see how you could go. And I think we might need to start training ourselves to be able to go a whole 30 minutes or hour or even a day without a phone, because if not, we are going to have a whole new wave of anxiety and depression and insomnia, and I'll start binge eating. I'll binge eat if I don't have my phone. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. Well, making headlines is this 18-year-old who almost died because of his Juul pod. These little Juul vaping cartridges, which look very sleek and sexy and some of the most popular things now with the kids, apparently almost cost him his life. According to him, he goes to Florida International University, and he smokes about a Juul every 2 days. So he goes through a whole Juul pod every 2 days. Well, apparently, one of his lungs collapsed, and he had to have surgery. If he hadn't gotten to the hospital in time, he could have become hypoxic and possibly die. And they believe that the Juul liquid, or the liquid, in these mini pods, it was mint, possibly burned a hole in his lung. So when a lung collapses, you know, we call them pneumothoraxes, where air, you know, I mean, a lung is supposed to be airtight because it has to be able to oxygenate the blood with the air. But if there's a hole in it, the lung collapses. It's like a balloon. And so if something burned through those delicate cell layers, if that lung pops like a balloon, now a lot of times it can reheal. Or if you get air into the cavity or blood into the cavity, that could push down on the lung, causing the lung to collapse from a tension pneumothorax pushing. You don't have good lung function. You don't have good aeration. You don't have good oxygenation. So his name is Chance Amirata, and he vaped about one Juul pod every 2 days, which is roughly the equivalent of 10 cigarettes worth of nicotine. Now, according to this article with the Daily Mail, they say the FDA does not cap nicotine content for cigarettes or vapes, and contents of other chemicals may vary from product to product. Everybody's tolerances are different. But I don't think it's so much the nicotine that did that. I think it's probably some of the other chemicals in there. So the FDA has recently announced plans to add more substances to its list of toxins that e-cigs and cigarette makers must disclose. Remember last week, there was a report that e-cigs have chemicals that they don't even realize because whatever is in the fluid may change once heated to new chemicals. And they were talking about how the vanillin flavor may convert to acetyl, and acetyl is a chemical that can irritate the lungs. But apparently, Chance thought they were safe and smoked the whole pod every 2 days. They thought he had a strained muscle, and he had trouble breathing, ended up going to the hospital. So, and he said he was addicted to it. And you could see the hole in the lungs. You could see the pictures of this. It's kind of frightening. So, luckily he's, you know, better. But, you know, lungs collapsing, are we, you know, now, could something else have caused it? Well, maybe. But, you know, we have a healthy guy that's not really smoking or doing anything. And he's showing pictures of his lung. This is the damage that made my lung collapse. A hole in the lung. So, Juul and other vapes keep promoting themselves as safer options to cigarettes. And in fact, doctors were even asked to tell people to promote it. Get people off smoking. Get people off smoking. We're all trying to get people off smoking. We have this big, huge campaign to get people off smoking. Well, doctors are like, well, you know, we're using the nicotine gum, the patch is not really working. We got Chantix out there. It's a medication that kind of helps, you know, act like a nicotine decoy. Yeah, there's some efficacy with it, and some people like it, but, you know, not all my smokers quit with Chantix. Wellbutrin or Zyban, the smoking cessation version of it. The reason why Zyban came about is because, from what I understand, in a psychiatric ward, patients taking Wellbutrin seem to ask for cigarettes less than patients not on the Wellbutrin. And the company figured out that maybe there was something to the Wellbutrin drug that caused smoking cessation, and they reformulated a product called Zyban. Some people, they love it. They do well with it. So if you have a little bit of depression, you know, energy issues, and you're trying to get off nicotine, Zyban might work great. Of course, you can't take it if you've had a seizure disorder. But, you know, we really, you know, somebody was addicted to nicotine. There really wasn't a lot that we could do that was successful. And then I remember when e-cigs started, you know, doctors and experts were talking about, well, it's safer than tobacco. And I'm like, I don't really want to have somebody put anything in their mouth and breathe anything. In fact, when you look at this kid's pictures, you see black dots. Lots of little black dots. And the surgeon told him, whatever you've been smoking has been leaving these black dots on your lungs. So the surgeons were able to fix the hole, but the little black dots are going to take years to heal, maybe never go away. So are they burns? Are they chemical deposits? What are they? So we also have in the news that 14 hospitalizations may be linked to vaping. Remember I told you there were like 8 teens and young adults in Wisconsin? Now we're being told a total of 14 teens and young adults in Wisconsin and Illinois have been hospitalized with vaping to blame. 11 cases had severe breathing problems in Wisconsin and 3 in Illinois, meaning severe, meaning needing to go on ventilators and be treated in the ICU. Now, before everybody panics, okay, I know what some of the naysayers are going to say. They're going to say, look, okay, we're looking at 14 cases. You can't completely prove it's vaping. You're looking at a kid that collapsed his lung. Maybe he was prone to pneumothoraxes, and so, you know, the vaping was coincidental. But, you know, and I want to be very, very careful as a doctor doing what I see a lot of people do in the news. You see, this is why our political agenda is right. You see, so I don't want to do that. But I had a theory that, you know, this wasn't the best thing for people's lungs. And I'm noticing in the patient practice that I see in, through telemedicine that these kids that vape or these young people that vape, they seem to have a more exaggerated lung infection than those that don't. So my theory and my position is these aren't safe and aren't that much safer than tobacco because we don't know how much safer they are. So assume they're unsafe also. And what would really be scary is if we later find out that they're worse. You know, kids that smoke, I don't think necessarily burn holes in their lungs. But then again, this is only one case that we've been told of. See, the thing is the news has to come out. And then doctors have to look back, wait a second, I had a kid with a pneumothorax, you know, or, you know, I had a kid that, you know, had a collapsed lung. You know, let's ask about their vaping. You know, I mean, somebody has to put it together. And so I don't know how many of these, you know, have been happening. But, you know, what do we do if you currently vape? I mean, you know, these stories and these media headlines, you know, are nice and all, but, you know, you've gotten off smoking, you've gotten off tobacco, and you use vaping products. What practically should you do? You know, and I would say if you want to save your lungs, since we don't know what the hell these things do, start cutting back. And we are talking weaning off the nicotine. You might have to do just like the concept of patches, where you use one patch of one strength, then start to lessen it and lessen it and lessen it. You know, and people say, well, why don't we just put dummy fluid and dummy liquid into these pods? You know, people will think they're just smoking. Not entirely. Don't underestimate a nicotine addiction. Somebody that is expecting nicotine will go through some major withdrawal from nicotine. It is very addictive. Not everybody, but it's very addictive. So you can't just fool somebody. You know, people say, well, you know, people that, quit smoking, they gain weight. And so, you know, they need to put something in their mouth. Not entirely. You know, people use smoking as an appetite suppressant. A lot of people confuse hunger and thirst. You might be thirsty, but you think you're hungry and you eat instead of drinking water. Or you might confuse that, you know, you're hungry with, oh, I need another cigarette. And if you look in the olden days, how often these, you know, people in the office would stop to smoke, you know, and what would be their trigger, it seemed very, very in line with, okay, oh, you know, snack time or, you know, or everybody's eating a big meal, I'll smoke before I eat. And, you know, I was naive to that until I was trying to get a woman off smoking. And I'm like, you know, look, you know, do you need help getting off smoking? She's like, I don't need help. Girl, I could quit smoking anytime. I'm like, then why don't you? She's like, well, how do you think I stay skinny? Please don't. Yeah, that's how I keep my weight down. So it's dangerous. I do not want you guys smoking for that. But we need to be really, really, you know, realistic about our expectations of nicotine withdrawal and, you know, how to get people off a nicotine addiction. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says President Trump is open to using executive action to pass some sort of gun restrictions after a series of deadly mass murders.
Everything's on the table, but we need people to get off TV, get back to Washington, or at least come to the White House and try to work together.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says he's not too concerned after the markets fell on Monday on trade tensions with China, telling reporters at the White House the trade talks will continue with China.
We'd like to negotiate. We're planning for the Chinese to come here next month. And if there's a good deal or good progress, he may reconsider some things. But similarly, he has also said if there's no good deal and no progress, he may also reconsider some things on the other side. So we'll have to wait and see.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a good. A man in England was circumcised by mistake. He's gone 70 years without having a circumcision. Went in to have a cystoscopy, which is a endoscopy or a camera, looking up into the bladder, through the urethra. And I guess for some reason he was circumcised. Terry Brazier is 70 years old and claimed he didn't realize what was going on because he was distracted talking to hospital staff. This is what he told the Daily Star, and this has been reported by Fox News. They didn't know what to say when they found out they'd done it. They said they can't send me back to the ward, and they needed to talk to me. Now, cystoscopy is where you go in and you have a scope, and you're wide awake during the process. It's kind of uncomfortable. They put some lidocaine jelly on there. I would want to be put asleep if I had a cystoscope. It's uncomfortable, but it's a procedure that has to be done. Sometimes when we're looking for tumors in the bladder and cancer and things like that. But in a statement obtained by Fox News, the medical director at University Hospitals of Leicester said, "We remain deeply and genuinely sorry that this mistake occurred, and I would like to take this opportunity to once again apologize." Now, again, I don't know how that happened. I mean, usually you're put under for adult circumcision. You're not usually awake during the process. Again, I'm not blaming socialized medicine, but it does kind of make you wonder what the hell happened. Not sure. You know, we're hearing that people are overworked, underpaid over there, working long hours. Apparently, he got $24,000 as compensation for the mix-up. The statement says, "We take events like this very seriously and carried out a thorough investigation at the time to ensure that we learned from this incident and do all we can to avoid it from happening again. While money could never undo what happened, we hope this payment provides some compensation." I don't know. If I was circumcised, I'd probably want hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not to mention, that's kind of painful to undergo and heal from. With kids with circumcision, they're awake. We could do a block where we numb the area around the penis so that they don't feel it. It's interesting. In Judaism, the procedure seems to go so much quicker, and I don't seem to hear babies cry at these bristles. And I think it's because it just happens so fast. They use a Mogen clamp. They lift up the foreskin, do the Mogen clamp. Kid gets to be held in grandpa's arms, gets to suck on a little gauze with a little Manischewitz. Baby sometimes just cries because the diaper's off and there's people around, you know, eating sponge cake. But, you know, the breast is done. It's done in a super lickety-split. You know, in the medical setting, when we do circumcisions with young kids, with babies, you know, we have to have them, we have mom and dad out of the room because they'll faint. We have them kind of strapped to a plastic, semi-comfortable baby holder. And we numb them. Do it, and it's a much longer process. I would really love doctors trained in the Mogen clamp, you know, where family members can. Again, you don't have to be religious. You don't have to be Jewish for that, you know, but it would just seem so quick. I mean, you know, my kids hardly cried. One didn't even whimper at all. I think, you know, because he was just sitting there sucking on the Manischewitz, didn't notice it. You know, are there nerve endings? Yes, there are, but some kids don't cry. Maybe some kids don't feel it. Some do. I don't know. But in the medical setting, we're very sterile, and we want to make sure they don't feel pain, so we do the injections. But sometimes I just think that the whole 15-20-minute procedure, might be better done doing it the way we've done it for centuries. But also, it is more cosmetic when you do it the medical way, and, you know, people want the best-looking, you know, head and all that. So I get that, but I don't know. But it's definitely not easy to do on a grown-up. Why would anybody circumcise a grown-up or an adult? Well, in this particular case, that's a mistake. But some men, if we think they have a tumor underneath, we will remove the foreskin. And sometimes, like, pre-pubertal boys, or even boys in puberty, they get a phimosis where the foreskin gets stuck and they can't retract it. And if that's the case, that could be pretty dangerous because, you know, and painful. So we would, a lot of times under anesthesia, then perform a circumcision when they're older. Not really sure how you prevent that. I would probably just recommend just looking down there. I know a lot of people will distract you during procedures so you don't faint, but you're lying down anyway. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is one store I've never been in, Barney's. I think Barney's was, like, fancy. I think it's, you know, New York-based retailer. Well, the bigger they, you know, stand, the harder they fall. Apparently, Barney's is now filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And in a statement they released today, they have also secured $75 million from affiliates of Hilco Global and Gordon Brothers Group to help meet its financial commitments. So, they say, like many in our industry, Barney's New York financial position has been dramatically impacted by the challenging retail environment and rent structures that are excessively high relative to market demand. So the bankruptcy filing will allow the company to conduct a sale process, review our current leases, and optimize our operations. Now, Barney's has been around 96 years. Not exactly sure what year it opened. I'd have to do the math. I apologize. 1916? No, but I can't do the math. All right, 15. Anyway, they have 2,300 employees. They say, unlike other retailers that rely on part-time workers, 90% of Barney's workforce is full-time. Nearly half of the hourly 1,900 hourly employees are represented by union. That's also, I guess, rare in modern retail. And I guess they had other issues, but the big thing they have is rent. And they could not afford rents on locations that lost foot traffic. Why? Online shopping. Bankruptcy court shows that the company owes nearly $10 million in unpaid rent to its landlords. And again, I've never been to a Barney's. You know, I just thought, you know, it was super fancy clothes. And for me, I just need a blouse, I need a pants, I need it to match, I need it to fit. And mind you, I like a nice dress, I like a nice outfit, but, you know, I've just always known Barney's to be pretty expensive, and I'm not a shopper. You know, there's some people that really love the art of shopping, which is why I don't think stores are going to go away completely. I think we will have, you know, we will always have retail and people liking going to the mall, but when people go to the mall, or a lot of these stores, they window shop. You know, I mean, I'm a fan of Best Buy stores. They're beautiful. They're air-conditioned. The staff is awesome. But I don't always buy something when I go into Best Buy. I look around, and I see what I like. And then, you know, the rumor or the joke is, you know, Best Buy is a showroom. You go into the store, you take a look, and then you go online and see if you get it cheaper. Now, with electronics, we don't really like to buy those online because, you know, we might want to get a warranty or whatever. But, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they're like, look, I'd rather save the $5 or $10. Many retailers have filed for bankruptcy, as you know. Toys R Us did, Radio Shack, Sports Authority, Gymboree, Charlotte Russe, The Limited. These were stores that you never thought could fail. Sears Holdings survived bankruptcy. They filed last fall, and then I believe Eddie Lampert bought the remaining assets, now running them as a private company, according to CNN. Payless Shoe Source. Oh, there we go. Barney started in 1923. Apparently, according to his website, Barney Pressman pawned his wife's engagement ring, and he used the funds to open a discount clothing store. Then it just grew. And so they're going to keep some of their flagship stores, but close a bunch in Vegas, Seattle, Chicago. That's what happens. Online shopping killed the retail star. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say blood pressure monitoring may be one day as easy as just taking a video selfie. That's according to an article in the American Heart Association Circulation Cardiovascular Imaging. So what they want to do is transdermal optical imaging, measuring blood pressure by detecting flow changes in smartphone-captured facial videos. They say ambient light will penetrate the skin's outer layer, allowing a digital optical sensor in the smartphone to visualize and extract blood flow patterns, which the transdermal optical imaging models can use to then predict blood pressure. Now, I guess I still don't get that, how, you know, videotaping yourself, and it's not talking about retinal scans. It's talking about looking underneath the layers of the skin and looking at blood flow underneath the layers of the skin. So, a little too tech for my taste, but cool. I mean, this do-it-yourself drive in medicine is huge right now. Telemedicine is exploding. People are like, look, I'm home, I'm in my car, I'm at Walmart, I want to just call the doctor and talk on the phone. And people are doing that. They're loving that. They're loving Uber Eats, you know, and Grubhub, and, you know, I'm going to get my food, lickety-split, don't have to cook it, don't have to go to a restaurant. It's just very attractive to people. And, you know, not always needing a doctor. I'm a doctor, and I get it. You guys aren't going to insult me. All right? I get it. You guys are paying a crap load of insurance. Then you go to the doctor, and the insurance goes, well, I'm not going to pay because you have a high deductible. So you go to the doctor, and the doctor charges you $100 or $200, maybe more. And you tell the doctor, look, I have a sore throat. I need an antibiotic. The doctor's like, well, you know, we have to be antibiotic stewards. We need to take a look. You might not need an antibiotic. I have strep, doc. I know I have strep. I've had this before. He takes a look at you. You can actually smell strep. He sees the exudates. You know, he's like, well, let me do a strep test. Doc, I know I have strep. Just save the time and money. He does a strep test. Comes out positive for strep. Gives you an antibiotic. And so many of you cite that as an example of what the hell do you need doctors for. Might I add, many people will misdiagnose their strep when it's actually throat cancer. Or misdiagnose a toothache when it's actually a heart attack. That's why you need doctors. Because maybe it's not always what you think it is. But there are a lot of ailments where you know. I had a guy the other day said, look, I got jock itch. I know it's jock itch. I've had it before. I need the cream. And I'm like, still make sure somebody sees it in person. You know, because some skin lesions that don't go away, that itch and flake could be skin cancer. But we'll try the cream. If it doesn't go away, still make sure you have somebody see it in person. But we're starting to do medicine that way. Which scares me a little bit because there's a lot of things out there that could get missed. And again, I don't know what the lawsuits are going to be like. But Americans, especially since nearly a half of them have high blood pressure, there's a lot of doctors on page with this one going, I want people to be able to monitor their blood pressure at home. I do. I would love for you to watch your blood pressure at home. Because if you're coming to the doctor's office and you feel good and it's the same time of day you always come in and that's when your blood pressure is low and I'm not getting you at 4:45 on a Friday when your blood pressure could be high, I'm not really accurately assessing your blood pressure. So I tell you to check your blood pressure at home. The problem is some of these cuffs stink. You'll buy the cheapest cuff online or at a store, and it'll be 10, 20 points different from the office. So I am for accurate blood pressure monitoring and for you to be able to do it at home. Because if you notice your blood pressure isn't working, you could reach out to us. And having high blood pressure can put you at risk for heart disease, stroke, blindness, kidney disease. And cuff-based blood pressure monitoring, which is kind of what the professor, Dr. Lee, said, who was part of the study, you know, there's a lot of room for error. If you're wearing your shirt, if you're not sitting, if you're talking, you know, if the battery's low. And so even though we measure by cuffs, what we do is we cut off your blood supply, and then as we loosen the pressure of the cuff, that's how we could pick up and we're able to hear the sounds. That's how we're able to kind of test your blood pressure, both your systolic, your pumping pressure, and your filling pressure. So we do that, you know, with ease in the doctor's office. But But it's a little difficult at home, especially with the kids running around and the Velcro not working, etc. And so if there's another way to do it that gives us another way, well, just like with sugar monitoring, there's this big push for not having to prick your finger to test your blood sugar. And so infrared devices to pick up the sugar transdermally is a huge push. People want to be able to just put a little sensor on, like a pulse oximeter, put a little sensor on the finger and pick up the blood sugar. If it's accurate, that could just transform diabetic management because people do not want to poke their finger. So the researchers found that they can accurately determine blood pressure based on facial blood flow patterns. So the article talking about selfies, it's a line to, you know, tag you and get you to, it's clickbait. But basically, you would be doing a selfie of your face. They're right. They found, on average, transdermal optical imaging predicted systolic blood pressure with nearly 95% accuracy and diastolic, the filling blood pressure, with 96% accuracy. And that is pretty damn good compared to what we have out there now. So what you do is your face, it's in a well-controlled environment with fixed lighting, so the lighting has to be right. And in a lab setting, they were able to, you know, very, I guess, comfortably pick up on the transdermal flow. The questions now arise, according to Medical Express, what happens if the lighting's bad? What happens if somebody has different skin tones? You know? What happens if people have keratinous lesions, you know, warts and things on their face, you know, pimples, things like that? Would that interfere? And the video length, you know, how long do they have to be videotaped? Apparently they want to kind of shorten it down to 2 minutes and 30 seconds. But to have somebody sit still for 2 minutes and 30 seconds may not be that practical. So we're still not there yet. It sounds cool, but we're not there yet. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say 1.5 million people in the U.S. might actually have sesame allergies. You know, we've been talking a lot about peanut allergies and why we see an explosion of that, but what about sesames? So they say the top allergens have to appear on labels now, according to regulators. So milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, soybeans are on the list. But they say 1.5 million children and adults are allergic to sesame. Who knew? They say it's the ninth most common allergy, and it's not on food labels. In October, the U.S. FDA last year requested more information from researchers, medical providers, and consumers on the prevalence and severity of sesame allergies because they want to guide regulation on labeling. The FDA told CNN that it's still reviewing public comments and has not released the new information. But, you know, how they figured this out was they sent food allergy questionnaires to 51,000 households in 50 states, surveyed 78,000 people, and they think that a good percentage, 0.49%, have this allergy. Either skin issues, lung issues, heart issues, GI issues. So you could have hives, wheezing, heart palpitations, dizziness, belly pain. So some people might think, well, you know, maybe it's a gluten allergy because I eat sesame seed bagels. Really easy to test for. They're able to, you know, test you for sesame allergies. And I think it's a good idea. There's a lot of debate on how you should be tested for allergies. Should it be the prick test where we inject you with it on your back and see if you get this wheal, this hive, or a blood test? It's more sensitive to do the skin test, but still, if you don't want to do that, there's other ways to test. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.